Spring floods have been hitting communities over a wide range of western Wisconsin and in neighboring states. In some places, the Mississippi and Wisconsin rivers reached near record levels, causing road closures and flooded homes. The flooding reached across communities, including Prairie du Chien in the southwest part of the state, up to La Crosse, farther north to Fountain City. Well, the mayors of those three communities are on the line right now for a look at the situation in their cities. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Are we talking about you right now? Are you currently dealing with spring flood waters in your part of the state or the aftermath? What damage, if any, are you seeing? Have you seen people in your community pitch in and help each other out? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Gwen Cotula is the mayor of Fountain City. Mayor Cotula, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you, Rob.
Then further south, Mitch Reynolds is the mayor of La Crosse. Mayor Reynolds, thanks for being with us. And then Dave Hemmer is mayor of Prairie du Chien. Mayor Hemmer, thanks for being here.
You bet. Glad to be here.
Mayor Cotula, let's start with you. Tell us what you've seen in Fountain City over the last week or so.
Well, what's been nice over this past week is we watched the waters recede rather than go up. So that was nice to see. We did a lot of monitoring and waiting this week as we watched the waters recede to anticipate, you know, what do those next moves look like for Fountain City?
And Mayor Cotula, it sounds like it definitely, even though we were knocking on the door of record high waters, it sounds like it could have been a lot worse.
It could have been a lot worse. You know, for Fountain City in the last years, this would be a top three flood, but it wasn't as bad as the 2001. You know, having been through those previously, we're a little, you know, prepared for this one, but it did impact a lot of our downtown and forced businesses to close for this entire flood drive. We had to detour traffic through town, which makes that a little troublesome for our local residents as well, but we managed.
And Mayor Reynolds, what did peak waters look like in La Crosse?
Oh, first of all, Rob, thanks for having me on. I'm sorry I was muted before.
That's okay, it happens.
It's always been a dream to be on a fundraising drive here for a so. Here I am. You know, having floodwaters recede is a much better feeling than watching them come up. That's for certain. You know, this is the third highest flood on record for us. 2001 was a little bit higher. We were able to deal with the floodwaters a little bit more, In fact, the change was dramatic over 2001 because of our investments in stormwater infrastructure. Just able to move water out of the lower areas into areas where we have flood water storage capacity in our large marsh to some extent, just in the La Crosse River, there was some additional capacity there. So in our floodplain area on the north side of the city, we didn't have some of the more significant water issues that we've had in the past. The biggest damage was to our parks. Multiple parks were underwater. You know, whenever the groundwater comes up, there's flooding in basements. There's a lot of folks dealing with that, and we're hoping that they'll be able to recover some of those damages. But, you know, it really, for us, this reinforced how important it is to invest in stormwater infrastructure and really to look at sustainable methods of storing floodwater, like in a, you know, large absorption area like a marsh or something like that, creating wetlands to store floodwater. So good lessons here.
All right, let's go downstream now to Prairie du Chien. Mayor Hemmer, you had the most recent, I think, crest. What did that look like in Prairie?
Yes, we got up to 23.6, I believe, was the crest, and that would be the same as the other two. It was the third highest. 2001 was a little higher, and then, of course, back in 65 was the all-time record at 25.4. So we're very thankful that we didn't reach that because they were kind of predicting that it might hit that or go even higher for a while. But thankfully, it did not.
Mayor Hemmer, let's stay with you for a minute. How does the community respond at a time like this? Were people out sandbagging and doing other things to get ready?
Yes, they were. We had a tremendous response from local people here. We had the high school kids. They let them out of school for a day, and we had over 100 of them filling sandbags, placing sandbags down on the lower end of town where the floodwaters were. And we had our county emergency government coordinator. We worked very well together with him. He was good to work with, and we got several businesses in town donated sand for the sandbag. We had, you know, we have a Wisconsin State Prison here in town for anybody who doesn't know, and we actually had them filling, well, they filled, I'm not sure the exact number, but it was in the thousands of sandbags. So, yeah, we all pitched in together. It was a great effort.
And then, Mayor Cotulla, same question. How did the community come together? And again, in a community that's seen serious flooding in the past.
It was the same result. We had just an outpouring of local support as well. We had our high school students show up on several days, and it was very rewarding to see those students working hand in hand with the local residents. And they were upbeat, which made the sandbagging a little more on the fun side than feeling like desperation. So that was really great. But we just had a general overall support from our local citizens. We had people driving in from La Crescent, La Crosse, Elma. And for those people, that's actually get in the car and drive to Fountain City to help us. So it was really, really rewarding to see that.
And Mayor Reynolds, in La Crosse, I know you said a lot of this was in the parks. Did you need a community turnout to get ready there?
No, I mean, I think we understood what we, at this point, we know which parks will be underwater when we get to certain heights of floodwater. So we knew what to expect. We anticipated that there would be damage in those parks. We anticipated what our cleanup efforts would have to be like afterwards. I want to echo what Mayor Cotulla said about folks helping out others, though, because we had people in La Crosse working hand in hand with the next door with the town of Campbell, which has some very low-lying areas. They did some significant sandbagging, and there was a very community-wide cooperative effort to try to limit the incursion into people's homes. So now the town of Campbell and the town of Shelby, to a certain extent, there were certainly some impacts there. And so I'm just grateful that we have a community where people are willing to lend a hand, like Mayor Cotulla was alluding to.
We're talking to the mayors of La Crosse, Prairie du Chien, and Fountain City about the flooding across the western part of the state over the last week. If you've been filling sandbags in the last week or so, love to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Let us know what you saw in your community, but call in quick, 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation with the mayors of Fountain City, La Crosse, and Prairie du Chien about flooding in their communities over the last week. A lot of western Wisconsin saw parts of the Mississippi River hitting near record levels. And, of course, in our neighboring states, Minnesota and now Iowa and Illinois are seeing some of those high waters. Let's look toward the future now. And Mayor Reynolds, you were starting to talk about some changes you've already made in La Crosse when it comes to flood-related infrastructure. What kind of things are you looking to in the future for, you know, knock on wood, it's not soon, but for the next time we see high waters there?
Well, any investment in infrastructure is going to help. We can move water around from areas that are susceptible to flooding to those areas that, that maybe have more floodwater storage. When we can add that infrastructure, that's hugely beneficial. We're doing a levee study right now to evaluate our levees, which are all non-accredited, by the way, by FEMA, but have been holding back the water since 1965. So they're in pretty good shape. We did, and we walked the levees every single day, 24 hours a day during this flood event, and they all held. They're doing quite well, but we're going to take another look at those and see if we can improve them to further insulate our community from future potential floods. We're again looking at those stormwater or those floodwater storage possibilities, not only in our city, but elsewhere, which is something that I would think that we'd want to do up and down the Mississippi River, is identify places where we can find ways to store floodwater so that there aren't the devastating impacts to communities as we've seen in the past. It's billions of dollars of damage in the last 20 years. So there's a lot of stuff to do there, but that's really it. You need stormwater, you need floodwater capacity or stormwater storage capacity, and you need an ability to move the water. And then at the end of the day, when you have homes in a floodplain or when you have low-lying areas, just physically got to lift them up. That's really what it comes down to, is they have to be higher than you anticipate the water is going to get. And that's a long-term process that involves a lot of property purchases and a lot of construction, but those are kind of the key elements.
And then Mayor Hemmer and Prairie du Chien, are there the things you'd like to work toward for, again, in the hopefully distant future when the next flood rolls around?
Well, in the past here, I'm not sure how familiar you are with Prairie, but back in when we had the big major flood in 65, we have a place called St. Farrell Island. It's actually an island that is part of the city, and we had a lot of people that lived over there back in the 60s. So in the 70s, had the Corps of Engineers came in and said that you got to do something about that. So we actually bought the most people's property, moved them off the island, and that solved a lot of the problems back then. We still have flooding on the lower end of the city, down toward the river, but it'd be kind of tough down here to build any kind of a flood wall, per se, because people have their houses right on the riverbank in some areas. We've looked at maybe somehow installing some walls in a couple different places, and more like what Mayor Reynolds was talking about, places where we can store the flood water and let it drain away naturally.
And Mayor Cotulla, same basic question. Are there things you hope could happen to make Fountain City a little more flood-proof in the future?
I wish I could say that we have solutions like they do in La Crosse and Prairie du Chien, but our landscape just doesn't allow for that. We are tucked against the bluffs. Our community is on the bluff side, and it comes abruptly to the Mississippi River. And so moving stormwater and moving floodwaters is not in the cards for our municipality. But you know, we do have ordinances in place that if you are in the floodplain and you look to build, you got to build higher. But that means for our existing businesses that are in that floodplain and flood fringe areas, there is no alleviation from the floodwaters other than to help sandbag and keep the waters away from the properties.
We'll leave it there. Thanks to all three of our guests for joining us today. We've been hearing from Mayor Gwen Cotulla of Fountain City, Mayor Mitch Reynolds of La Crosse, and Mayor Dave Hemmer of Prairie du Chien. They're with us to talk about the spring flooding in their communities. Best to them and their communities as they clean up. And I look forward to visiting all three of them again, hopefully as soon as this summer. Coming up, Disney is suing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. We'll talk to a constitutional law expert about the First Amendment arguments behind the case.